Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Pei Vav, and we are on Pei Hei Amud Beis on the last line. I just wanted to mention 2 points related to yesterday's daf. It also comes up today, but I'll mention it now. One is related to the Isser of being Makdish Bal Mum. We spoke about that yesterday. The Gemara had the Ibaya related to being Makdish 8 wood that had problems with it, being Makdish Chita that was wormy. Today the Gemara is going to ask a couple of other situations where you have oil that's not good. Okay, all of these questions. The question is, though, that the Gemara says, do you get Malkus? L'chora, being Makdish, all these items, there's no Maisa. So why would you get Malkus anyway? So that is a question. But this might be one of those Lav She'ema Maises that you get Malkus on. If you look in the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Temura, the Rambam says that anyone who is Mamir, anyone who tries to commit the Isser of Temura, gets Malkus. And the Rambam says, Kol Mitzvahs Losa Shein Shein Bo Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. All Mitzvahs Losa say that you don't get Malkus, that does not have a Maisa, you don't get Malkus. That's the usual rule. Lav Shein Bo Maisa Ein Lokan Alav, with 3 exceptions, says the Rambam. 3 exceptions that even though they are Ein Bo Maisa, you do get Malkus. Nishba, Mamir, for Temura, Umakalo B'Shem, Megadef. Elu e efshar sheyeh bo ha-maisa klal. These 3, it's impossible to have any type of maisa. V'lokan alayim, and you still get Malkus, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Temura Daf Gimel. Fine, that is the Rambam. What's important about the Rambam? What he doesn't say. Because there is a svara there given, that maybe these are considered yesh bo maises, because bidiburo is avin maisa. Something happens based on his dibur, and that's why it's considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa. The Rambam does not quote that daya. So l'chora, the Nosei Kelim pointed out the Kesav Mishnah that he doesn't hold that way. These are exceptions that even though they are ein bo maisa, he's still going to get malchus. That is the sheet of the Rambam. The problem then is the Rambam in our case. The Rambam says that if somebody is makdish a balmum, one gets malchus. And the question is, but what do you mean? That's not one of the exceptions. And if you want to say, hey, if you're makdish, it achieves a status, so bedibur is oven maisa, but the Rambam doesn't quote that daya. The Rambam doesn't quote that svara by Temura. So it must be he doesn't hold of that. There is no maisa. So therefore, that's the question the Echronim asked. The Kilas Yaakov in Temura, in Simin Beis, deals with this question. And he says, maybe there's a chiluk that we can mention between the Isser of Temura and the Isser of Balmum. What's the root problem of Temura? The root problem of Temura, says the Stipler, is not that you are being makdish a second animal, but that you are trying to remove the kedusha of the first animal. That's the real problem of Temura. That's why that's called the Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. You're right, Memela, the other animal becomes Kadosh, but there's nothing wrong with that. Having another animal that becomes Hekdish, that's fine. The problem is part one. Problem is that you are trying to undo the Kedusha of the first animal. That's why that's called a pure Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, and you still get Malkus on it. But by being Makdish of Al Mum, the Isser is the Hakdasha. The Isser is adding the sanctity itself to this Balmum that's inappropriate to belong to the Beis HaMikdash because it has a Balmum. So that's what the Rambam would say. It's Dibur She'is Avin Maisa. Ah, it doesn't pass in that way? The Rambam would hold it. There's a distinction between the two. V'nir b'zeh b'derech efshar v'shenach karmau alava Isser shel Temura dinia meimir ba la'asu shnei dvarim. Somebody who's coming to do Temura, he's doing 2 things really. She rotze lasos as a hektish chulin, ves a chulin hektish. The efshar, she mashe makdish is a sheni eno iser klau. The kol sheken achshav she amr Torah delo hani maisav. The arisho nishar v'kdusha so, in kpedas ha-Torah al shehukta she sheni. Vikar ha-kpedu mashe rotze la'akar ha-kadusha me harishon. Derek Temura. That's the problem, and that's why, that's not called a maisa, a removal. And that's what the Rambam says. That's an exception to the rule. Lav Shema Maisa, and you still get Malkus. He doesn't have the Isser of Hakdashas Baal Mum in that group, because that's different. That is this Avin Maisa. Because there, the Isser is the Hakdasha itself. And that's why he doesn't have to have that as one of the exceptions at the beginning of Temura. Okay, that's the Stipler of Temura in Simin Beis. Simin Beis. One other point I wanted to mention, and that is the Gemara, the Mishnah yesterday spoke about the Tekoa Alpha Shemen, all the different oils, and this is one of the, doesn't mention it Beferish, but in the Gemara talks about it a little bit, the comparisons between the Shemen that they used to use in the Beis HaMikdash and the Shemen that we use on Hanukkah, Neiris Hanukkah. So it talks about Shemen Zayas was used, Shemen Zayas Zach was used in the Beis HaMikdash, right, as we spoke about yesterday. That's, by the way, the abbreviation, one of those unusual abbreviations. They have to, like, realize, what's it saying? Shin Zayin Zayin. Shemin Zayin Zach. Right, that's in the Achronim when they talk about this sugya. So the question that was posed, interesting question, was posed to the Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi of Vosner, Chelek Tesim and Kuf Mem Gimel. We know that nowadays a lot of people use congealed oil. We all buy those no-spill oils that you put it in there and you light it. After it lights up, then it becomes liquid. Some people use it for Shabbos candles also. Shabbos candles, sure, no problem. Use whatever you want for Shabbos candles. What about Hanukkah candles? So the question was asked to the Shevet HaLevi, could you use congealed oil in the base of Mikdash? Right? Could you have Shemin Zayin Zach congealed? So remember, we mentioned this once. We mentioned, because we mentioned in the past, how to do kmitza to the oil. So we had a machlokas. Some say that you just measure out the amount of a kmitza. Others, there's Tosfos Yantif that said, there Rabbeinu Gershom that said that you use it congealed. I think it's in the Tzaddiks. Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says you use it after it's congealed, and then you do kmitza to it. So the Rav Vosner was asked, by the way, when we get there, Rav Vosner was asked, what about in this case, can you use congealed? So he ends up saying that he does not think you can use congealed oil for the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe, b'shas kemitza, but to burn it with, he thinks you have to actually pour it in. Linya Beis HaMikdash, yirali, depasol, kivan de nikrash, batil mahus ha-shemen. He thinks, based on a Rambam Menuchas, tumas ochlin, that says that shemen that got congealed, it's not called an ochel or a mashke, somewhere in the middle. That's why you wouldn't be able to use it for the Beis HaMikdash. But, regarding Neiris Chanukah, he says, I can't tell you not to use it. Ein biyadino l'tchoso. Afilu mehidur. Why? Kivun desof sof. Hashem and Anozel hu adolek ayde esha adlaka. Shenimos layat. Ela mais is going to light. V'kivun sheyesh lo teva Hashem and ve'echuto. Hu adav vishar shmona v'shaiv. It's definitely better than the others. V'im yishub deino domo l'gamri l'beis ha-migdash. Ah, it's not exactly the same. You know what? Don't worry, there are parallels, but it doesn't have to be exactly the same like the Beis HaMikdash. The filu l'divrayim pashut, de'in osim dimyon shalim mamish, beit shemen chanukah l'shemen ha-mikdash. The etzim dimyon chanukah l'menorah, is machlokas rishonim, regarding the Balamar and the Ramban, about also l'shemesh lorah. We've given shiurim about that in the past. What's the connection between ner mikdash and ner chanukah? But this is the tshuva that he says. It doesn't have to be exactly the same. You can use congealed for Hanukkah, even though he thinks that you can't use congealed for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's continue. So we just had the story about a lot of oil, and the man from Lutkia that brought it all back, and now we are on the bottom of Pei Hei Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Ein mi bien, ein mi bien, lo mi beis hazvalim. Now let it bring the oil from a field that they use fertilizer there. Mibes hazvalim. And it said after that in the Mishnah, not mibes hashlochin, you can't use it from irrigated fields, and also you can't bring anpakton, the Mishnah said. And if you bring anpakton, or anpakinon, it's kosher. It's kosher b'dieved. So the Gemara says, v'hotanya ein mevien anpakton. The Brisa says that you cannot bring it v'mhevi pasol. Right, so that would be a real sira, but there's another girsa here. Let's go with the other girsa. And the other girsa says, imhevi kasher mipnei shehu saraf. You're not allowed to use it because it's not considered oil. It comes from unripe olives, and when the oil comes out, it's not even considered oil yet. It's considered just like liquid saraf sap that's coming out, but it's not even considered oil yet. So what's the question? Rashi explains that in both cases, maybe the bidi'evet is kosher, and lechatchila it should not be used. But in the Mishnah, it has it on the list of oils that should not be used. In the Braisa, it says clearly that it's not even an oil. That's the question: is anpikton an oil or not? Why in the Braisa does it say it's not even an oil, and the Mishnah categorizes it with the oils that are possible to use? So that's the kasha. That's the verse that we're going to go with. So Amar of Yosef. Lokasha Rabchia Harab Shimon Bar Rebbe. Depends who? Machlokas, whether it's called an oil or not. De Rabchia Zarekle. Rabchia, when he used to have this, he used to throw it out. He didn't even consider it an oil. He used to have this on Pictone, and he just used to throw it out. Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe Matbil Bay. Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe used to use it, he used to dip his food in. He used to use it as a dip, as tefillah. So therefore, you see from him that he did use it. And he thought of it as an oil. V'simane, how do you remember who did what? Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe. Ashirin mikamsim. Those who are rich act frugally. are Makamets. Rav Shimon bar Revi, we know Revi was very rich. Revi and Antoninus, they were good friends and they were very rich. So Rav Shimon bar Revi, who was very rich, he still used it. Right? He acted frugally and he didn't just throw it out and was Mefazer. You see, he acted frugally, so that's how you know, remember who did what. Okay. Weiter. Continuing the discussion of the oil. Shisha Chadasha B'Shemen Amor. Remember back to Esther. Right? 6 months they got themselves beautified with more oil. My Shemen Amor. What is Shemen Amor? Reb Huna Barchia Amar Sitachta. Okay? Certain type of oil. Reb Yimri Bar Abba Amar Shemen Zayish Lohevi Shlish. It was olive oil that they did not ripen yet to a shlish. Tanya, the Brisa on the side, they take out the words Namihachi, because this does not appear other places. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anpakinon, what is Anpakinon? As we just were talking about before. Shemen Zayish Lohevi Shlish. That is olive oil that did not reach its ripening stage. Lomasachin Oso. So why do people use it? Shemeshir, and maybe this was Anpakinon. Maybe this is what was used in Esther. So anyway, why do people use it? Lamasachan oso shemeshir es haseyar umaaden es habasar. It removes the hair. So let's say a woman wants to remove a hair in certain places, so she uses this umaaden es habasar, and it makes the skin, it makes the flesh very soft and idun muudan and delicate. So therefore, it feels good and it removes the basar. That's why they used to use it. Okay, vayter ein meviyim min agargarin shenashu b'mayim. We're not allowed to use the olives that were soaked in water. Tadar Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Shemen Zayis, Kavush, Shaluk, Sharui. If one has Shemen Zayis, olive oil, that was Kavush, pickled, Shaluk, cooked a lot, Shaluk, Sharui, or just soaked, Vishal Shmarim, or use the dregs of the olives on the bottom of the barrel, Vishal Reach Ra, or use the ones that smell bad, Lo Yavi, Vimhevi Pasla. If you use all of these, it is possible. Boy, Rabba says, Hikdishu ba'u shiyokalam shibamum. As I said earlier, the same kind of question as yesterday. What happens if you are makdish reach ra oil, or any of these oils? Do you get the iser of being makdish shibamum? Kivan de pasol kibamum dami. Do I say, because it is pasol, so yeah, lemaisa, it is being makdish shibamum. Odilma in balmum, elabe behema. Teku, no answer given. Again, what's the alumnus behind all of these questions? How do you look at the Isser? The Hakdasha of an animal Balmum would be worse, according to one side of the Ibai, than all these other cases. Is that because an animal is more, do you look at the Chefses, or the animal is more carbon connected than the others? Or not. Or you say that, no, it's all about the result. You gave something to the Beis HaMikdash, it was bizayin, it can't be used for anything. So therefore, it should be in the Yisr. I didn't get to read it yesterday, so today we have time, because the same question comes up, and that's the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Ilchas Yisurim is Beach. In Perek Vav Alacha Beis, he asks, why do you have to have all these questions? It's all the same kasha. Is it the behema or not? That's all the questions. We had it by oil, we had it by flour, we had it by wood. It's all the same questions. So why do we have to have the same exact question each time? We had Boi Rava, they're all Boi Rava, or Rava. Right, so what are all the steps? So says the Radvaz. The Kashali Kiva that study Abaya Shavin, Amai Boili Rava Arba Zimni, why do you have all four? And by the way, what is the Rambam Paskin in all these questions? What if you're Makdish? Says the Rambam, Hare Adavar Safik Im Domim Lubamum Bib Kibahim of Aloke, O Eino Kabalmum. So what should the Rambam Paskin? Lefichach eino loke umakino so makas mardus. That's the Rambam. You don't get makas, you get makas mardus. And all the Echorim discuss, does that always happen? Whenever there's a teku about a chi of malchus in the Gemara, does the Rambam say makas mardus? Not always. Here it sounds like that's the natural. Therefore, you don't get malchus, you get makas mardus. Sounds like it's very natural to get malchus mardus if you have an abaya about a subbing malchus. Okay, that's an important though. Rambam and Yisurim Mizbeach, Vav Gimel. Back to the Radvaz. So Radvaz says, what do you have to ask all of these questions for? So he says, V'yesh lomar, that it's all in steps. Derava boy betchila atse ma'aracha. The first question he asked was about the wood. If you have wormy wood. Why? Diavagav deku karban, lo shayach be'mum, demaik pedi ika be'etzim, emyesh bev tolas, kivon de lahavar kaimi. You might say, the first question was about wood. Then you might say, hey, the wood's going to get burned up anyways. What difference does it make? The whole thing's getting burned. That's what you might say. It's not a problem. But then he says, what about Dilma Gabe Eitzim Lo Nifshuta Mitayim Adamer? Maybe you don't know about wood. What about wine? Because wine is put on the Mizbeach. Wine's put on the Mizbeach, so maybe that makes it worse. And then you say, and even if you want to tell me that wine is not, because most of the time wine is not really put, but it's just poured into the cups on the southwest side, so maybe flour is different, because flour is actually burned to the Mizbeach. And then even if you want to say flour is not good enough, animals. That's the steps. That's why each one gets a little bit closer to a real carbon. Wood, then wine, then flour, then carbon. That's what he says. Sorry? And then which one did we miss? Shemen. Oh, shemen. So he says oil. I'm sorry. See, I skipped the line. So he goes wood, and then wine, and then oil, because oil is part of the carbon that's burned on the Mizbeach. And then he goes, and even if you want to say that, so then you have flour. Relates to what we discussed earlier in the Masechta. Is oil really part of the definition of the soles, of the carbon menchor or not? That's what he said. At the end of this Revaz is what I said yesterday. But carbon behema ika arba malkios by Balmum. Makdish, shochet, zorek, maktire murin. Right? All of those have four. Beyayin and solos and shemen and eitzim, you'll have two. Makdish and makriv, because the others don't apply. Okay, that is the Revaz related to our sveikus. Let us continue. Says the Mishnah. Shlosha zesim hein. There are three olives. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. What does it mean? Shlosha Zeisim mean? Rashi says there are three stages that, three times of year that olives are collected. Three times of year. Shlosha Zeisim Hei. Tosas does not like that. Why? Because if you look in the Mishnah, in the first parak of Meseches Peah, there are five requirements for Peah, meaning it's only Peah if dot. Vegetable. So the Mishnah there says, one of them is, it has to be nishmar, it has to be ochel, it has to be lekitaso ka'achas, which means it has to be gathered once a year. It has to be all harvested once a year. It can't be something that different things get ripe at different times. So Rashi, if you're telling me that zesim have three times a year that they're harvested, what do you mean? The Mishnah has befavors there that zesim are included. Zesim are chayiv and peah. So how can you suggest that it's going to be three different types? So the Shivu Kabetza says, the Tosas does not give another answer. Shivu Kabetza says maybe it means three different types of Zesim. That's what it means. That's the Shita. But if you look at the Sfas Emes and other Achronim, they say no. They answer for Rashi. What does it mean that Likitaso Ka'achas? It can't mean that things get ripe the whole year. Throughout the year, things are getting ripe. But if there are three distinct stages where the olives get ripe, and there's a lot of olives at each stage, that's considered l'kitaso ka'achas. That's not considered that haphazard. A lack of l'kitaso ka'achas is there's no seder. It's all berbuvia whenever it comes. But if you have three distinct stages, so that is good enough for l'kitaso ka'achas. Yish l'chalik, the te'ena, lest le klal zman katsuf. Avo b'zesim, kola gimel zmanim, yuchadim l'zesim. Kimo ilan osa peiros beiz pa'amim bashana. Like an Elon, that twice a year, so that's a crucial Sfas Emes, giving Pshat and Rashi. What's the definition of, how do you understand the Mishnah? Mefurish Mishnah and Peah. Right, L'kitaso ka'achas, that means it has to have distinct stages. That is the Sfas Emes. That is the, okay, so we'll there's another point to mention, but we'll leave that for now. So Shlosha Zesim. Let's go with Rashi's shot. There are three times that you collect the Zesim. Ubahen, Shlosha Shmanim. And by each of these stages, there are three mini stages how you collect the olives at those stages. The best, the medium, and then what's ever left. At each of these stages. Hazayas Arishod. And the first time, during the first ones that get ripe. Migargaro Barosh Hazayas, you use the ones and you shake them off from the top of the olive tree. Because those are the ones that are closest to the sun. Those are the ones that are the best. So that's what you do. Vikotesh Vidosi Latokasal. And you pound them. We're going to talk about two different verbs over the next couple of lines. Kotesh and Tochein. Kotesh is pounding. That's a more it's not as a detailed and small. Grinding means you really take a grinder and you smash it up. Pounding is more like with a larger, more basic type of act. It's not as with expertise, just pounding with a big oil like a pestle. So v'kot nishmot d'dochasal, v'kot primitive. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Primitive. V'kotesh is a more primitive a type of pounding, but that's what's required. V'noti l'dochasal, and you put it into the basket. That's the tarakama. You get the ones from the top of the tree and you pound them and leave them in the basket. And what are you going to use? The basket, obviously wicker baskets, it all comes out the bottom. So all of the oil that comes out of the bottom, that's going to be the best oil. You put like the basket in a kli, and the kli catches it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Svivos HaSal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't put them in the bottom of the sal, you put them on the walls of the sal. Rashi in the Ksav Yad, the fifth wide line, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you put it on the side so that as the oil flows down the sides, bigger pieces of psoles and skin are caught by the sides of the wall. So by the time it gets to the bottom, that it's even more purified. That's why he says, Svivo Sasal, you got to do it on the side of the walls. That's what he says, Venimsa, on the fifth wide line, Shemen Mizukak, Shapsoles Vapkatim, Nidbakin Bidofne Hasal. But don't put them on the bottom, because then it's going to get mixed up with some of the garbage. Okay, Ze Rishon. That's the first. That's Rishon Shabarishon. Chazar V'toin Bekora. Then you pick off a bunch of more olives, and you put a big board on it, like in a press. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bavanim. No, you don't use wood, you use stones. Ze Sheni. Chazar V'tachan. And then you actually grind it. V'tachan. You smush them in a more expertise way. Ze Oshlishi. Okay, that's the first, second, third step at each stage. Harishon l'menorah v'ashar l'menachas. The first out of these three stages, the first can be used for the menorah. For the menorah, the base of Mikdash, and the rest can be used for the menachas. Stage two and stage three. Next, hasheni. So what do you do the second time? Right, the second harvest of olives. There were three. Megagar brosh, same thing. Megagar brosh, agag v'kotej v'rotezachasal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sivas Asal. Zeh Rishon, same thing. Toin v'korav Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bavanim. Zeh sheni. Chazer v'tachan v'tah zeh shlishi. So the second one is the same as the third one. Second one is the same as the first one. Hashlishi. What about the third time? When you get to the third olives? Otano bebeis habad ache yoke. You just take them all off and you smush them into the beis habad, into the olive press, until they get yoke. They get ruined. And they get mushy and they start, the olive oil starts oozing out of them. Right? Because by this stage, by the third one, you're getting olives that aren't even ripe yet. But you want to help them get ripe. So the way they help them get ripe is that smoosh it all together and make it nice and warm and mushy. And in that way, the oil is going to come out. Uma aleu managva brosha gag. And then you bring it to the roof. You bring all these to the roof. Kotesh v'rezu tochasal. And then after you have smooshed them all together and you've dried them out, so then you put them in a basket and let the olive oil ooze out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Svivos HaSal again, Zerisho. That's the first of the third. Toin Bakar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bavanim, Zesheni. Chazer V'tachan V'tah, Zeshlishi. Harish Lamanar V'ashar Lamanachas. That's the same rules by all of them. Says the Gemara, Iboy Lahu, Migargarotnan o Migalgalotnan. What's the question? Do you take off? Right, this is the way Rashi and the Ksav Yad understands this Ibaya. Do you take them off one by one as they get ripe, or do you wait for all of them to be ripe and then take them all off on the top? Right, that's the Migargaro. Do you take them all off? Oh, Migalgalo, you leave them, fifth to last wide line in the Ksav Yad. That's how Rashi understands this. Oh, Migalgalo Tanan, or do you leave them until they're all ready? So Tashma, the Bryce is going to quote almost the same thing as the Mishnah, but it's going to clue us into this question. Titanya, Shemin Zayis, Mizeso. What does that mean if somebody says they're going to bring Shemin Zayis to the base of Migdash as an Adava? Mizeso, they have to bring it from the best, from his overflowing oil. Mikan Amru, Zayis Rishon, Megagolo Borsha, Zayis Vekonsulo, to Beis Abad, Vitoch Rabbi Rechayim. The first Zayis, you are Megagolo. Right, that's the answer to our Ibai already. You leave them all until they're all ready, and then, Vekonsulo Beis Abad, put them into the olive press, Vitoch Rabbi Rechayim, grind them up, and also the sal, and put them in baskets. Shemen Yotzi Imimenu, Zehaya Rishon. Ton Bekora, you put a board on them, so more oil comes out. Shemen Yotzi Imimenu, Zehaya Sheni. Chazar parak v'tachan v'tahan. You take the board off, you put it back on, you grind it up. Zayish shlishi. Harishalam anar v'ashalam anachas. V'chein zayish sheni. You do the same thing for the second harvesting of the olives. V'zayi shlishi, oats no bebeis habara sheyoke, you smush it into the olive press until they get ruined. Umalo the Rosh Hagag, you bring them to the roof to dry out. V'oso so kimin tamara, you make it into a pile, and the pile looks like a date. A date is fat on one side and skinny on the other side. So it's like a date. Achi azuva meimav, until it's liquid comes out, the coastal base abad, and then you collect it into an olive press, v'tochra b'rechayim, and also basalin, you put it in baskets, v'shemana yosu imenu zariya rishon, right, this is in the third. That's the first of the third, ton b'kora, shemana yosu imenu zariya sheni, that's the second, parak, v'tchazar, you take it off, you undo the whole thing, and then chazar v'tachan, you grind up the olives, v'tachan, and then you put the thing back on, zeha yishlishi, harish l'manarva, shalom anachis. But you already see from there, it said, migalgalo. So that's what was our raya. But first, finishing the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo hayatochen b'rechayim ela kotch v'machteshes. They did not grind it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. They just pounded it with a pounder. V'lo hayatochen b'kora ela b'avanim. And they didn't use a kora. They just used rocks. Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds a more primitive way of doing things is better. Maybe it's a slower process. It's a more natural process using stones and pounding, not grinding in wood. And you put it also on the walls, you don't put it on the bottom. Fine. But now we're going back to the Mishnah for a minute. Tagufa Kasha. The Mishnah itself seems to contradict. Koteshmani, the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on the third line, the first stage is you go up to the top, Rosh HaZayis, Vikotesh. And you pound it. Koteshmani, Rabbi Yehudahi. That's Rabbi Yehuda term to pounding. Toch asal, but then the Tanakama continues and says, put it in the bottom of the basket, asal l'rabanan. So what does that Tanakama opinion hold? Is it Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan? So Gemara says, it's a third opinion. Hai Tana, sovar l'kavasi b'chadu, poligalei b'chada. It's a third opinion. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of the pounding, but he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of where you put it in the basket. He says you can put it on the bottom of the basket, and it's not a problem. Okay, so that takes us... what is done? So now, the Mishnah is going to tell us what's the best to be used for each item in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, HaRishon Sheberishon Ein L'malah Heimenu. There's nothing better than the Rishon Sheberishon. Right, usually think of Rishon Berishon, you think of Tum and Tara. Right, but here, Rishon Berishon is the first stage of the olive harvesting process, and there's nothing better. That's the best to use for the menorah. Hasheni Shebarishon, Vaharishon Shebasheni, the second stage of the first, and the first of the second, Shavin, those are equal. Those are equal. Whichever one you have, those are equal. Hashlishi Shebarishon, Vahasheni Shebasheni, Vaharishon Shebashlishi, Shavin. Those are also equal. The last of the first, the middle of the second, and the first of the last. Vahashlishi Shebasheni, Vahasheni Shebashlishi, Shavin. Hashlishi shebishlishi in lamate menu. Right, that's the worst. Okay, but these are all the different types. There's a beautiful Rambam in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach. Interesting that we mentioned in the past that the Rambam in the last halacha of every sefer, he usually has a dvar hashkafa. A couple weeks ago we mentioned Parsha B'chukosa in the Parsha Shir. We did the last Rambam in Sefer Karbanos about the Isser of Temura. Once in a while, the Rambam also has a hashkafic point at the end of a set of halachos. Not at the end of every sefer. So the last halacha in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. It's an unknown Rambam. The last Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. The Rambam says, talking about our Mishnah, Umeachar shekulan k'shirin l'menachos lama nimnu, because they're all kosher for menachos. After you get, we'll get to in the Mishnah in a second, what could you use for a menorah? You could use a few of them for menorah, but basically you could use all of them for menachos. So what do you have to know the rest of the hierarchy? If you could use all of them for minchas. Just say you can use these for menorah and all others for minchas, says the Rambam. Kedei leida yafe, she'en l'malah mimenu, v'hashaveh v'hapachos. Sheharotze l'zakos atzmo, lakuf yitzro hara, v'yarchiv yado. Anyone who wants to be mezaka themselves, to overcome his yetzer hara, and widen his hand in spirituality, v'yavi karbono min hayafe ha'mishubach b'yoser. Sheba'oso hamin, sheyavi mimenu. You gotta bring the best. You wanna get over your Yetzirah? You gotta use the best for mitzvahs. Hari ne'emar b'Torah. After all, what does it say in the Torah? Trivia question. Where did the Rambam talk about this in Mishnah Torah? The hevel hevi gamumi b'choros sono michel behen. Vayisha Hashem el hevel v'menchaso. Where did the Rambam talk about Kain and Hevel? The last halacha in Isurim is Beach. Right? What was the gabbos of Havel? He brought me Mecharos, so no. Ve'hu adin l'chol davar shehu l'shem hakel hatov. Sheyia min hano'e hatov. Everything for Hashem's got to be from the best. In bana beis tefila, yehi no'e mi bayis yeshivaso. You build a shul, it's got to be nicer than your house. He'achil ra'ev, ya'achil min hatov, v'hamatok shebishulchano. If I give somebody who's in need something, I got to give him the best. I got to give him a bowl of cholent. Kisei arum yechasim min hayafesh shebiksuso. Hikdish davar yakdish min hayafesh shemenachasav. V'cheinu omer kol chelev lashem. That's the Rambam. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Heim divrei Rabbeinu ru'u yimei lav. All the Nosa Kalim here go out on a limb. These are divrei Rabbeinu. Radvaz. And then he also comments the Rambam here. Seder Hilchosav, I guess he's talking about how the Rambam was able to organize Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, which probably most of us would not have been able to do, taking all the Seder Kachim. Seder Hilchosav, Mora al Rochav Sichlo Verov Zachiraso, he was the awesome organizer. Organizer par excellence. V'tova kafaso b'chol divrei harishonim, achek shani choshev b'libi, be'eze derech haya e'emod, mar'id. I start shaking, says the Radvaz. The Radvaz starts shaking. Ki ani ro'e perek echad mechubar mikama mesechtes. V'kvar hifligo harishonim l'davar mi'inyin zeh, aval gam ani, aid mi pi aid ri'iya, u'ma matku dvarav v'sidir pirkav. How sweet is not what the Rambam says, but how the Rambam organized it. That's what's sweet, says the Radvaz. Right? After all, you think about it, right? There were some amazing organizers in our history. Right? Three of the greatest organizers were the Rambam. Who else? The Tur. Right? He came up with Dal Chalki Shulchan Aruch. And even before him, who was probably the first of the greatest organizers? Reb Yehuda Hanasi. Right? He put together Shi'a Sidrei Mishnah. Before him, there were no Masechtas. There were different discussions. He came up with, you know what? Let's make Peah, Demai, Kilayim. Right? He came up with the Masechtas. Unbelievable. You think about the mental energy and the mental genius of coming up with all the Masechtas. So it was Rebbe, the Rambam, the Tur. Those are three of them. The Shulchan Aruch gets the credit, but it's really the Tur that was the one that came up with the organization. Right? The Arba Turim. Okay? So that's related to the Rambam. That's a Rambam Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach to take with us. The Shabbos table Rambam. Okay, weiter. Let's continue the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, now that we know all these orders, Af kol menachas hayavadin sheyitinu shemen zayizach. Really, I would have said that all menachas require pure olive oil. Shin zayin zayin. Shazaz. Ma menorah she'ina la'achilatu neshemen zayizach. If menorah, which is not eaten, it's just burned, that requires shemen zayizach. Menachos she'in la'achila eno din sheyitinu shemen zayizach. If their la'achila shouldn't surely require shemen zayizach, Tamalomar, Zach, Kasisla Mo'or, Vein Zach, Kasisla Menachas. Special drasha that you don't say that, Kal V'chomer. The Aruch Laner in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Lamed Vav discusses, there's a principle that's the Gemara there says there in Sukkah Lamed Vav, that you never say a Kal V'chomer if it's going to lead you to just forgetting a whole din. Right? It's only if it's purely Chomer. If it's going to lead to Kal, then you don't say a Kal V'chomer. So, like the Gemara there says, there's a sheet there, Yehuda says that you have to build your sukkah out of dalad minim. Right? Your walls. Your walls, Rabbi Yehuda's got to be made out of dalad minim. So the Chum say back. It's crazy. Because you know what? That chumra is going to be asli de kula. Because people aren't going to have enough lulav to build their walls. You know what? They're not going to sit in a sukkah. So it's a chumra to asli de kula. So the Achronim ask, over there, the Achronim says, what about our Mishnah? What's the Hava mean to have this Kal V'chomer? You're going to say they have to use Shemen Zayizach for Menachos. So therefore, what's going to happen? People aren't going to have it. So you know what they're going to do? They're not going to bring Menachos. They're not going to bring it. So it's just going to knock out the whole din totally. So the Arachlan says, no. When does that principle apply? That if it's a chumr, dasalide kula, if it's really a kula, like there, they're not going to sit in a sukkah. But here, what's the halacha by a mincha? You can bring whatever you want. You can bring a minchas nadava whenever you want. That's what we're talking about here. When you have a minchas chova, or the minchas chote, there's no oil. There's no oil anyway. So don't write a minchas nadava. So wait, are you talking about nisachim? We already learned a few times already. Nisachim, you can bring it whatever you want. You can bring your carpet today and then nisachim l'machar. Even asar yamim, forever. So the Aruch Laner says that over there in Sukkah Lamed Vav, don't get so excited about this Kal V'chomer. It's not one that is osi lidei kula. Two other points. And that is, first the, many Achronim quote the, we quoted this in the Parsha Shiur last year. from the Rav Henoch Alexander. Kasis Lamor. It's in the Yagel Torah. I have it. Rav Henoch Alexander says, what's the Kasis Lamor of the Kasis Lamanachis? We have to break ourselves in life. We have to hold ourselves not so high. We have to be Shover Atzmeinu. But it's got to be in a way that will ultimately inspire us. We can't hold ourselves so high, and then we have to, you know, think of ourselves as, you know, shiftless Adam. But it can't be to a state of depression. Kasis Lamor. It's got to be kasis, broken down Lamor, to eventually learn to lead us to light up. To light up the world and to light up ourselves. V'lo l'manachas, not just to cause us to have menucha and not get anything done. And just to sit and do nothing. That's kasis Lamor, v'lo kasis l'manachas. That's a chassidish avart. Right, that's the Yagdol Torah in Parshat Tetzaveh, right there at the beginning, where Rashi quotes this Chazal. There is one final point, and then we'll turn over. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says that, you can already turn over, so it's counted as on the base. The Mishnah says that you don't need Shemin Zayas Zach for Menachas. Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau has a long discussion where he discusses, do you need Shemin Zayas? What about using other types of oil? Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, he says. The Gemara here is a Havamina. You might think you need Shemen Zayizah for Menachas. Kamash Malan, you don't. So do you need at least Shemen Zayis? Could you use other oils? Right? So that's his Shaila. He discusses this in Chela Gimel, page Reish Chaf. And he quotes the Medrash. He quotes the Medrash Tanchuma. Right? The Medrash is parallel to the Gemara. The second parak in Shabbos. Remember there, the Gemara talks all about Bava Malik and the different oils that you're allowed to use for Shabbos or not. There's a sheet of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says that you have to use Shemen Zayas for Shabbos. That's Rabbi Tarfon says. Shemen Zayas says, the Chachamim, say the Chachamim, Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al Raglav Yamar, Mayatu Anshei Bavel, She'en Lohem El Shemen Shumshimin, Mayatu Anshei Madai, She'en Lohem El Shemen and Gozim. So many people without Shemen Zayas, what do you think? You can only use Shemen Zayas, so they're not going to light Shabbos candles? Amalei Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, what could I do? Matzina shechivi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemen Zayis, b'kol hashmonim. B'ner. Right? I see you need it for an heir. The Yoser mikol ha-minchah chazanik rabos. And he requires it even more than all minchas. Right? Meaning, sounds like from the Medrash, that you don't need Shemen Zayis for minchas. Because that's Rabbi Tarfon's answer. But I see that Hashem loves it. Hashem requires it for lighting the menorah, which is the most unique type of usage for oil. You don't even need it for menachas. So it says, it sounds like, Hare, ilav demiyato lema'or, sorry, elafiza vade adar v'temua, minalei de menachas, yitzorach shemen zayis. Where is there a source? Kiva de menachas lo ashkachan bikra b'shum duchta el shemen stama. So that's what he ends up saying. He says, I think at the end, he says that you can use any shemen. For menachas, not dafka shemen zayis. You get oil from other, right? Canola, right? You can use any type of oils. Al kapanim imatu menachas. What you want to say that our kalva chomer? Oh, you only knock out the zach part of it, but you keep the shemen zayis part of it. Where do you know that from? Sounds like for the measures that you don't need it. That's his maskana. His maskana, page 440, right here in Chela Gimel of Rav Sadia Gaon. He says, in his view, that you don't need Shemen Zayis at all. You don't need Shemen Zayis at all. Viter says the Gemara, Shavin, is it really true that the Sheni Barishon and the Rishon Basheni is equal? But didn't we say, V'amav Rishon L'menorah V'ashar L'menachas? But we said only the first of each one can be used for a menorah. So how can you say that the second of the first and the first and the second are equal? You can't use the second of the first. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my Shavin, Shavin L'menachas. It means for menachas, if you want to use them for menachas. So again, it sounds like the Mishnah says these are good oils. So even though he says it's not mefurish, but it sounds like that to use Shemen Zayis. Okay. Afkal menachas ayibadin v'chulu. Really, you should have needed Shemen Zayis by all of them, but we say not. Tan Rabbanon, Zach, ain't Zach Elanaki. What does Zach mean? Purified. Rabbi Huda Omer, Kasis. In Kasis Elakatush. Kasis means pounded, meaning not grinded. Yachol Yehei Zach Kasis Pasal Menachas. An amazing Havamina, the Achronim wonder about it. Right? You might have thought then that the fact that we said Zach Kasis is good for menorah, you can't use it for Menachas. You can even use it for kasis. What do you mean? That's better. So what would the Havamina not to use it? Okay, that's Mefarshim trying to figure it out. Imkein matam alomer lama or. What does it say lama or then? Meaning you only need it for because of chizchun. My chizchun, what's that? We had this already. Amar Balazar. HaTorah chasam amonash Yisrael. The Torah is rachmanis. You don't always eat Shemen Zayis, which is very expensive. For the menorah, which you only light twice a day. So then fine, we can demand Shemen Zayis. But all the menachas that you bring, we're always going to demand Shemen Zayis. Ach, So the Torah has Rachmanis. If you remember, we discussed back on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis this topic. We discussed then, how do you put this topic where the Torah has Rachmanis on the money of Bnei Yisrael? Where it comes up, that's why you don't have to use a golden shovel. That's why on for the Ketores. And that's why various halachas are quoted. How do you put this together with the topic of Ein Anias B'makam Ashiris? You don't cut corners in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so how do you put that together with Torah Chasam and Monashe Yisrael? We discussed there. Maybe the difference between Kachim is Bech and Kachim Bech the Kabayis, but that is discussed there. One source, though, that I did not mention at the time on Daf Ayin Vav, and that is a question that is asked by the Achronim. And that is, there seem to be two sources in Chazal for this concept of Torah Chasam and Monashe Yisrael. One source of what was quoted there, Daf Ayin Vav and Mebeis. Remember what the Gemara quoted there? The Gemara there said, the pasuk by the end of Bamidbar, v'hishkisa es ha'edav es b'iram. You'll give to drink, right, in Pachukas, by the water, by the hitting of the rock. You'll give to drink, I think that's where it is, right, you'll give to drink the edah, Bnei Yisrael, and their animals. See, Hashem has rachmanis on the animals too. So Hashem cares about Mamon Hashem Yisrael. The problem is that Rashi, ala Torah, quotes a different source, different chazal. What's the source for HaTorah Chasa? The Torah says that you have to bring all your kalim outside of the Bayis HaMenuga before the coin declares it a Bayis HaMenuga. Why? Because once it's declared, it's all going to be Tameh. Take it all out beforehand so that you don't lose all the Kli Cheres that are inside. HaTorah Chasa Mamon Hashem Yisrael asks the Arach Laner in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Zayin Ben Aleph, where this comes up. So why is that? Why are there two sources? So says the Arach Laner, the real source is Vishkisa, the pasuk that we quoted earlier on Daf Ayin Vav. But why? Because if you'd have only had Opinu Es Abayis, then you would have thought it's Xeris HaKasif. Who says that's the reason? After all, you have to take out the metal kalim too, which you could have been put into a mikvah. You have to take out all the kalim that are royal tefillah also. Only Cheres. So that's why with the pasuk of Opinu Es Abayis, you wouldn't have known. That's the reason. Once you have the pasuk of Hishkisa, then you could go back, and this is Megala, that this is the reason for this halacha also. But that's how you put 52 together. Acher sheher onu akas of Cain darshinan the gam tama pinui who rock me pnei kli cheres ukadesh lo lachalik siva akas of lefanos akol vechulu. Okay, Viter says the Gemara. Tzavas bnei Yisrael v'yichui lecha shemen zayizach. Omer from Anachmeni a lecha v'lo li. Why the oil is for you, not for me? Lo la ora ani tzarach. I don't really need the light. In the Beis HaMikdash says Hashem, the light is for you. What's for you? What does that mean? So we'll get to it in a minute. Shulchan Batzafon, Muminar Badarom. The Shulchan's in the north of the Heichal, and the Menorah's in the south. Amar Abzrika, Amar Abalazar, Lo La'achil Anitzarach, Lo La'or Anitzarach. I don't need your bread. I don't need your light. It's all for you. Right? The bread is there, as the Sefer Chinuch says, because whenever you want a bracha in something, you do a mitzvah with that item. We want a bracha in our bread, symbolizing our parnasa, so we do a mitzvah with that item. So we can make we put bread on the shulchan. We want bracha in our chachma, and so we do a mitzvah with the oil, which is a symbol of chachma. Lo ani tzarech. Right, the Gemara says in brachas. Right, I think that if you see a menorah as a dream, right, it's a good omen for chachma. Vayas or harosa lahachmin yadrim. Vayas lebayis chaloni shkufim atumim. Shlomo HaMelech made in the Beis HaMikdash windows that were shkufim atumim. Shkufim atumim, the Rashi says, means wide and narrow. What does that mean? Tana shkufin mi bifnim vatumim mi bachutz. We're going to go with the other girsa that most Rishonim here have, and that is shkufin mi bachutz vatumim mi bifnim. Meaning, the light is projected out. It's skinny on the inside, and the windows get wider as they go out to show that the light's not for inside. It's for outside. It's to radiate out. The menorah's light, as symbolically, is to radiate out. Lo la'or ani tzarech. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need our or. Period. And now the Gemara that we know from Shabbos, michus l'paroch ha'edus ba'ol moed. It's outside the Kodesh Kadashim, in the Ol Moed, in the Heichal. Eidus hu l'chol ba'i olam, sh'ashchina shor b'Yisrael. This is Eidus, the fact that the fire was there, was made on the Shechina, being shore. V'yam tomer lo'or ani tzarech, if you say, Hashem says, that I need the light, v'lo'kol abarim shana sh'ochis ol ha'midbar, lo'hochel lo'oro. I gave them fire in the Midbar. I can make my own light. I don't need their light. Ella edus hu l'chol ba'i olam she'ashchina shor b'Yisrael. It's just edus that the Shechina is there. My edusa, what aspect is the edus? Amarava zer ner ma'aravi she'nostim ba'shemen k'neged chavroseha. This is the western ner, which we'll see later on.
in about 10 blot, we'll see that there's a machlokas how the menorah was situated in the Heichal. Was it set up north, south, or east, west? That's a machlokas. But either way, Ner Maravi here means the middle one. It means the middle one. That's what the Mefarshim quote here, that according to, especially according to the one, even the one that says it goes north-south, it's the middle one, because that had the lip that was facing west. That was called Ner Maravi. But that was the one that supplied all the other candles, that you gave Shem, you put in Shem and Keneged Chavarseha, Umimena Hayimadlik, from it you lit. Why? Because it never went out. Every day when the Kohen went in to light the other candles, the other six might have gone out. This one did not go out. It only might have gone out, possibly, some machlokas, after you lit from it for the other ones. Maybe they put it out then in order to then clean it and then relight it. And that's the one that he finished with, because that's the one that was always lit. I saw the Megalias Hashas do a 10 nisim every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Dafka, this nace that the candle stayed lit the whole time. Why, Dafka, is that the one that was mayor on the Shechina? So he says, all the other Nisim have nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. We don't do an action that continues. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha to our Maisei Yadayim. The smoke, even if we burn something, so the smoke goes straight up. So we cause that smoke. We burn something, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the smoke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causing the meat not to smell. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of the, no nachash. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, the bowing down, I guess the bowing down. Om Nisufim, Meshachim, Mervachim. But here, the point is, says the Megillas Hashas, we light a candle, and it continues. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes our act, and is machazik it. So our act, that's the edus to all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Okay, one more minute, let's just start the Mishnah. There's a lot more, obviously, on the Edus. You can listen to the mitzvah shir on mitzvah tzadik ches, the mitzvah of the menorah and the lighting of the candles. We discussed a lot of those issues there. From where did the wine come from? We discussed the flour already. We discussed the oil. Where did they bring the wine from? Kiduchim va'atulin, those two places, alfa l'yayin, that was the best. Shnia lahen, beis rima u'beis lavan bahar, v'kfar signa b'bika. All these lands were kosher, but they used to bring from these areas. As we said before, all these cases, you can't bring it from the fertilized fields or the irrigated fields or from fields that they planted in between, because the items would take, like we said, by the oil, and we said by the flour, that they wouldn't grow so well if there were other items planted. They may be kosher, but if you brought it, it's kosher. It is okay. The Rashba here, in the Miuchas Rashba says, here is worse, though. Here we're talking about wine. Isn't it kelayim if this thing were growing inside of it? It's kelayim if you have grain growing inside the karim. So it has to be, says the Rashi, it has to be a case where it's far enough away that it's not kelayim, but it's close enough that it would still get nourished from the same ground, which is a little difficult. The Rashi says it's a little dacha, but that's my only possibility. So that's all my only possibility. Period. A mevian halistion. You can't bring halistion, which are grapes that were warmed and sweetened in the sun. Vimhevi kosher. And if you brought, it is kosher b'di'evit. A mevian yashan. Divrei Rabbi B'chama Shir. You can't bring wine from last year. B'chama Machshir. The Gemara will say tomorrow what the reason is for the machlokas. A mevian lo matok. You can't bring sweetened wine, smoked wine, or mevusha wine. Vimhevi pasul. And if you did, it's pasul. Amevian minha delayos, elemenaruglios. You can't bring from delayos, which are vines hanging up high, but minaruglios from vines that are low down to the ground. Because those get really, those are better, those are fuller, those are nicer grapes. Umin akramim ha'avudim, and you can bring from vineyards that are worked. Below konsin osam ha'chazanim gedolim, el ha'chavios ketanos. And don't put it into huge barrels, that's not good for the grapes, but into small ones. Ve'nem malayas ha'chavis ad piyah, kadeshe riach no deif, and don't put it in barrels up until a tippy top. You want to leave some space for the aroma of the wine to affect it. I'm going to stop there because the next two lines go together. Just one final point, and that is, if you remember the Rambam, we discussed this a few weeks ago. The Rambam holds, we discussed this in the Malicha Gemaris. We know that every carbon has to get salted. What about a wine carbon? What about a wine carbon? The Rambam says it also has to get salted. Rambam says, you know, because he's in Maisa Karbanis, in Tez Zayin Yudalid, the Rambam says, where's my Rambam? Maisa Karbanis. Tez Zayin Yudal, the Rambam says, V'keitzet osin b'yayin abob ifnei atzmo, at least by the wine misnadev yayin, not by the nesachim. No sin alav melach u'menasko kulo agabi hashisim, kukal nesachim. You add in salt. Sounds strange to us. Ask the Achronim, though. We know Maliach Kuroseach. You salt it, it's like cooking it. And what do you mean? The Gemara here is, the Mishnah says here that you can't bring Yain Mavushal. Can't bring Yain Mavushal. Like another Rambam, the Rambam says you can't use it for Kiddush either. That's not for now. But so what about that? So that's why the Mikdash David says it must be only put on a drop of salt. A little bit of salt. So it's not enough for Maliach Kuroseach. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, though, in Asmin Daraisa, in Klal Dalit, he says no. There's a different. Maliach Kuroseach could mean halakhically it's considered boiling. But does that make it Yayin Mavushal? Does that change its status of Yayin Mavushal? He thinks it can be Mechai between the two contexts. The Rambam doesn't say any limits of how much oil. It just says salt it. Either way, that is a little discussion of Yayin Mavushal. Okay, we'll stop here at the last line, and we will continue Be'ez Hashem on Sunday. Everybody have a good Shabbos. And the good Shabbos Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. This is called by the Bali Musar, Shabbos Derech Eretz.